The Headache and Migraine News Podcast. The latest news and tips for those with headaches, migraine, and cluster headache around the world with health writer and researcher James Cottrell.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. It's been quite a while since I've done a podcast, so it's great to be back. I'm sorry it's been so long, but this isn't going to be a very long podcast, I don't think, but I just want to talk a little bit about pillows. And I've mentioned pillows a little bit on the at Headache and Migraine News lately, but I actually have in front of me here three different kinds of pillows, and I just want to talk about them a little bit. As you know, we spend a great deal of our lives sleeping. Some people spend more time than others, but sleep is a really, really big issue when it comes to migraine and chronic headache and things like that. Sometimes the pain can keep you from sleeping. I've had nights like that. And sometimes the lack of sleep or a change in sleep schedule can really trigger things like migraine attacks and cause a lot of problems. And lack of sleep in general can just upset your whole life, I think, a lot more than we even realize. Sleep is very, very important, and I think we need to spend the time that we need to think about how we can improve our sleep and make the most of those hours that we are asleep and be comfortable. And especially if you end up with migraine attacks and things like that and you're in bed during the day even, you can certainly use good sheets and good pillows and a comfortable atmosphere. So anyway, today we're talking about pillows. And as I mentioned a little while ago, I think it was on 1% Thursday, we talked about how we need to buy new pillows regularly because, frankly, after a while, they're really, really disgusting. And the matter that collects in your pillow, I won't go into details, but you can check the post for more. I'll try to include some links below this podcast, by the way, so if you visit the blog, headacheandmigrainenews.com, you'll be able to check some of these things out. But anyway, the matter that ends up in your pillow can definitely trigger things like allergy attacks, migraine attacks, things like that. So you definitely need to buy a new pillow regularly, but what kind of pillow do you buy? Well, of course, we've got my first pillow here is just your average everyday pillow, fairly good quality pillow. Probably what most people have, just your average fluffy pillow. I'm not going to talk too much about that, but I am going to talk about these other two. This one here is what we often call a memory foam pillow. And this one here is what we call a buckwheat hull pillow, or a buckwheat pillow. So, let me first talk about the memory foam pillow, because this was a new one to me. This is what I was trying out just recently. And so what I bought was a Novaform, it's called, by Sleep Innovations. And if you go to Amazon, you can see these and other brands as well. You're looking probably at $20 or $30 for a pillow like this. That's US dollars. And checking over at Amazon UK, it was a little bit cheaper there, actually. Memory foam is basically polyurethane with some added chemicals in it. And you can have pillows that are fairly soft and that are hard. And, of course, you also have mattresses and various other things. But this is just an average, it just looks like a normal pillow. So if you have a softer pillow, it basically responds to pressure. So when you put your head on it like this, it will conform more or less to your head. So what it does is, it, if you're lying on your back, for example, it'll give you a little extra support on your neck and that sort of thing. So that may be good for some people. Some people really love these, obviously. I was not overly impressed. I'll get to that in a second. Let me just finish my thought there. If the pillow is a little harder, it'll respond more to heat, your body heat. So some of the memory foam things will take longer to conform to your body or your head, however you're using them. But it's the heat that'll kind of help it to conform to the shape of your body or your head. It wasn't a bad pillow for me. These pillows are do tend to be heavy, although not as heavy as the buckwheat hull pillow, which we'll be getting to in a second. It is, I would say, a little cooler. One of the biggest things, I think, for me is having a cool head. And I think we talked recently at Headache and Migraine News, too, about research that was recently done into having a cool head and fighting insomnia that way. And I think that's just really, really important for migraine sufferer or someone with headache to have a cool head. This would probably be a little cooler than your average pillow, but it didn't really keep my head all that cool. A little bit better. The support was good, so that is definitely a bonus. One of the things that a lot of people complain about is the smell. It's a lot better now. I've had this now for a few months, and I've had it airing out, and it's improved quite a bit. So that is good news. But when you first buy a memory foam pillow, you're going to find the smell pretty strong. And if you're sensitive to odors, as I am, and especially during a migraine attack, you may find that to be the biggest downfall of the memory foam pillow. So it depends on how long, you know, you want to leave it out before using it. That will help somewhat. Maybe hanging on a clothesline outside for a while, but it is considerably better, but it's still there. The smell's still there. So that is, to me, a bit of a problem with the memory foam pillow. Some other people have found other issues, concerns about babies, small children, because you can kind of sink into these and have trouble turning and getting out. But hopefully you're watching your babies and not leaving them on your memory foam pillows. And another issue is whether or not they are flammable. And there are laws in some countries about making things like that, you know, not too flammable. But what that means is you're adding to the polyurethane and other chemicals, you're adding even more chemicals. And so there's been some concern about the types of chemicals that are in memory foam pillows. So that is going to vary quite a bit country to country. For example, I know the European Union has different laws about that than the United States does. So you would have to check into that a little more. Basically, it's a matter of how much is it comfortable for you and how much does it bother you. And of course, pillows are very, very much a personal thing, what you're used to and that sort of thing. So in the end, it's going to be what you find comfortable. But hopefully I can give you a little bit of background that will help you make a decision, especially if you're ordering a pillow, which is probably the thing that I am going to do next time I get a pillow, order it online. All right, last but not least, we have the buckwheat hull pillow. And if you listen, that's me rubbing my hand on it. This is the memory foam pillow. A lot quieter. Buckwheat hull pillows, that's one thing that people have noticed when the first time they use them is the noise. It's a bunch of buckwheat hulls in a pillow. So it does tend to make a little bit of noise. It's not bad. And it's never really bothered me, but weight is also an issue. And if you're traveling, this is one of the reasons why there are different sizes of buckwheat hull pillows. And you often find, if you're ordering them, very small sizes. You don't need a huge size. I have here a regular size pillow, basically, and I do travel with it, but it will take up a third of my suitcase. So, and it's heavy. So that's something to think about if you are thinking of traveling. The buckwheat hull pillow as well has a scent to it. I guess every pillow does to some extent, but the scent of, and again, I'm sensitive to these things, but the scent of the buckwheat hull pillow is not a chemical scent, as in a memory foam pillow. It's a much more natural scent, so I find it doesn't bother me at all. In fact, it's rather nice. So I would go for that's definitely not a problem for me. The buckwheat hull pillow also provides support. In fact, I would say better support for your head and neck than a memory foam pillow. And what you'll often do when you lie down on a buckwheat hull pillow, rather than just putting your head down, is you'll kind of turn your head back and forth a little bit to kind of burrow your way in a little bit into the pillow. So you don't just kind of sink in as with a memory foam pillow, but you just kind of turn a bit, make yourself comfortable, and it provides really, really excellent support. That's one nice thing about it, because I find in a normal pillow, and even in a memory foam pillow, if you have your head a certain way, have your head on the side or something like that, you might feel like you're having trouble breathing. You can be a little bit stifled. Whereas with a buckwheat hull pillow, you can just adjust it exactly the way you want it, and it'll stay that way. I also find out of the three that the buckwheat hull pillow keeps my head the coolest. And you can as well, and I've done it, you can put the buckwheat hull pillow in the freezer for half an hour before you go to bed, and it's wonderfully cool. Obviously that doesn't last, but the air circulation and just the way it is, the buckwheat hull pillow will keep your head a lot cooler than most pillows. There are other pillows out there as well that are specifically designed to keep your head cool, like the Chillo, for example, and I'll try and provide a link to that. But the buckwheat hull pillow does keep your head nice and cool. So if there's any downsides to this, it would be the noise. I don't even think that's really a problem. I'm not sure I've heard of anyone not using it because of the sound it makes. But and the weight, especially if you're traveling or something like that. Memory foam pillow is not one I'm going to be using regularly. I'm going to go back to the buckwheat hull pillow and get myself a new one of those. Maybe even two. Maybe a small one and a larger one. The other nice thing about the buckwheat hull pillow is that you can adjust it. So you can actually put in additional buckwheat hulls, or you can take them out. It is my favorite, but once again, it does come down to personal preference. The buckwheat hull pillow actually also reminds me of things like the eye pillow, which we talked about here. What I have here is a silk eye pillow, which has flaxseed in it. And again, just obviously a little bit of noise from flax seeds. But normally you're just lying there with the eye pillow over your eyes, and that's not a problem. So between the buckwheat hull pillow and the flaxseed eye pillow, I can be as comfortable as possible. So that's about it. Again, personal preference is a big thing. You can leave your comments, though, both at the blog and at Facebook and Twitter, and just share with us what your experiences have been with pillows, and maybe there's a specific pillow that you really like, or one that you didn't find all that helpful. Feel free to comment and tell us why that is, because we all should be buying new pillows regularly, every year or two, and I think that alone will make many, many hours of our lives much, much more comfortable. Get ready to buy a new pillow, do a little research, and go out and get one if you haven't got a new one in the last year or two. All right, that's about it. Thanks for stopping by and listening. It's been great to talk to you. I wish I could do this more often, and I will do it when I can. But meanwhile, visit headacheandmigrainenews.com for more tips and ideas and news about migraine cluster and various types of headaches. Hope you're having a great day. Bye for now.